Now, Druvy, here you are again. Second year in a row.
Yeah, it feels like it was just yesterday that I was here. I mean, 2-3 days before.
When you finished last year, I don't know whether I asked you that. Did you immediately think you were going to come back again, or did you something have to happen through the course of the year to inspire you to come back?
I mean, I was very sure that I will come back, but I was definitely not sure if it would be the next year. But somehow it happened that I did come back. As the more the time passed by, the closer I came to the race again. And I actually just decided in April that I'm coming back.
Now some people, when they describe their decision to come, it's like they see it written across their heart or their minds, or a voice says, you should come to the race. How does it work for you in April? What is there some magic moment, or is it just the accumulation of...
No, I just... With me, it's just like... this time, it was like just a feeling. And also that... For me, it's very important that I just want to do it if Guru really wants me to do it. And I just want to do the right thing. And I said to Guru again, like the last times, he has to help me to clear the way, to find my helpers, the finances, everything. This would be, for me, again, a clear sign that I should do it. And it happened exactly that way. It worked out so well that I couldn't believe it.
Well, you'd wanted to come to this race, as you mentioned, for so many years, and then all of a sudden, the door is wide open. You can come when you want, and everything's going to work out. That's really cool that you see yourself doing this, and then now this is yours. This is your home in some ways.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the time has to be right. So this is the time now, I guess, for me. And I don't know how long it will last, but Guru will always let me know what to do. And I just want to do what he wants me to do. And this is really not an easy race, so if he really says, no, Nidruvi, you don't have to do this race, or I have no problem with it, because I have done it once, I finished it, but somehow, I guess, something within me, my soul, just wants to do it. And I 100% know that I'm definitely making lots of progress here. And I can learn so much here, every time, every day, every minute.
Well, the other day I saw a picture of you, or I took a picture of you bowing to Shuprabha. That was really cool, right? To see you here at the start yesterday.
I just can't imagine how she has done it, and how somebody can do it like she did it. I never could do it year after year, you know, and therefore for me she is so exceptional. But as Guru has all his instrument and wants certain things from his disciples, you know, he wanted, it was Shubhava's job, it's not my job, but I just really admire it, and I just cannot imagine that someone can do it so often.
Now, you don't have your pal Sharasha, the Vienna girls aren't here this year. Do you miss not having her around, or you basically, who's ever supposed to be here is here, and that's okay with you?
Exactly, totally. I mean, it's everybody's own race, and it's always nice if your friends are here, but Sharasha has done it already, and this year, for her, it's better to make a break. So, no, that's very much fun, and I know she will look every day, probably not only once, but more times, to see how everything is going.
Is there any simple way of describing what you think you got out of coming here to the race last year, since you've had so much time to reflect upon it? I mean, you'd wanted for so many years to be here, you came, you did it. Has it sunk in what went on here last year?
I don't know if I understand your question right.
Well, but by doing the race last year, immediately afterwards, it's all so new. But but what happened to you here, you think?
Well, for me, it's just, when I'm here doing this race, I just know that 100% do the right thing. Sometimes at home, you always try your best, but sometimes you can't, or you don't want to, or your aspiration goes down. But here you have to be constantly on the spiritual track, because if you don't, then you're not having a good time. So you really work so intensely and so hard on your progress and stay focused. And there are so many spiritual lessons you get here, because you cannot run away from yourself, from your problems. You have to just, stick to it and work it out. You have to work it out constantly. And it's just about, for me, it's just about spiritual progress, serving my master, and let me be his choice instrument.
Thank you.
Okay.